Football fans in Dallas have had some time to digest the news that the Cowboys have a new coach. Jason Garrett took over on Monday after Wade Phillips was fired by Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. The Cowboys are playing terrible football this year, posting a record of 1 win and 7 losses, including a 45-7 drubbing last weekend at the hands of the Green Bay Packers. NPR's Mike Pesca is with us to discuss all of this. Good morning.
Hi.
Look, it's standard procedure, or at least seems so, that you fire the coach when things go wrong. Is that what is really happening here?
Well, in football, it's a little different because the coaches are very hard to replace. So a mid-season coaching adjustment usually does not bode well for the chances of a team. But yeah, the cliche is, and I remember when I was a young boy and the first time I heard it, you can't fire the team, you got to fire the coach. And I said, hey, that makes sense to me. But in this case, it doesn't really make sense because you wouldn't want to fire the Cowboys. The Cowboys are a really good team. They just haven't been showing it. They're 1-7. They get so many penalties. They play so stupidly and they play without intensity. There's no way to argue that the coaching of the Cowboys wasn't really, really bad this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it comes to the fans, they expect to make the playoffs every year. I mean, mm-hmm. The Cowboys call themselves America's team. That says a lot about how they see themselves. Are expectations too high in Dallas?
In a way, they are. In other sports, for instance, the Cowboys are comparable to the Yankees in that Yankees have fans who love them, and everyone else in the sport is pretty much against them. But the Yankees, in playing in baseball, they have a cash advantage. The baseball rules are if you generate more money for your team, you have more money to spend on salaries. And the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, wants it to be like that in the NFL, but it's not. So in this age of free agency, as we say, and an age of a salary cap, they don't have the advantage of some prominent and hated teams in other sports. That said, their roster is stocked with talent. The huge deficiency has been in coaching and what they've done with that talent.
Okay, looking ahead, what can Cowboy fans expect with Jason Garrett as head coach?
Well, Jason Garrett was the offensive coordinator, and he was a guy a few years ago who was so sought after to be a head coach that Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, paid him, or already has been paying him, as if he were a head coach. But the record of interim coaches, coaches who take over midseason after a head coach was fired or resigned or had to leave due to illness, is really bad. And I looked it up since 1990. There have been 21 such circumstances. And of all those coaches, only two interim head coaches have taken over a losing team, and they themselves have posted a winning record. That said, of every type of situation like this where you have an interim head coach, the Cowboys are the most talented team to be this terrible. So maybe Jason Garrett has a better chance to have a winning record than most of these other interim coaches.
Okay, Mike, while we're on the subject, any other coaches on the hot seat?
There's an interesting situation in Minnesota, perhaps the second most disappointing franchise in the NFL this year. Their head coach, Brad Childress, was said to be possibly fired before last week's game, and the owner of the Vikings, Ziggy Wilf, did not deny that this were true. It's a really weird situation because in Dallas, you had Jerry Jones saying, I don't want to fire a coach midseason, and then he did. And in Minnesota, you have an owner not really saying anything, but letting the supposition be out there that maybe he will fire a coach during the year, but so far Brad Childress hasn't been fired. Who knows? He could go any moment, I hear.
Okay. Well, if it happens in the next couple hours, we'll talk to you again.
We're on it.
NPR's Mike Pesca.